From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, reaction from Americans to pictures of prisoner abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. But we begin on Capitol Hill, where the Senate Armed Services Committee is hearing testimony about the abuse.
Members of the committee, our central task here today is to get all the facts in this difficult situation, no matter where they lead, no matter how embarrassing they may be, so that we can assess our response and in the end make sure that such dereliction of duty as is in this case never happens again.
That's Committee Chairman John Warner beginning a hearing where Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is testifying about the mistreatment of prisoners in Iraq. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from the Capitol. And Andrea, I understand Mr. Rumsfeld began by apologizing to the prisoners. What did he say?
Madeline, he said he gave his deepest apology to the prisoners. He said, "This happened on my watch," were his words, and he takes full responsibility for this outrageous act, he called it. He also called it fundamentally un-American and said he failed to recognize the scope of the catastrophe and the importance that it had up to the highest chain of command, up to the White House. He failed to tell the White House and Congress. Just moments ago, just literally 30 seconds ago, we had an outbreak in the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing room where a bunch of people who were watching this, a bunch of citizens in the back, jumped up and stripped off outer shirts under which they had shirts that said "Fire Rumsfeld." They held up large signs that said "Fire Rumsfeld" and made a big commotion. They were just led out of the back of the room, and it's just now restoring order to the committee.
And Andrea, we do have a clip of tape of that, so let's hear it.
Okay.
Are you investigating that? What about the illegal mass detention? Are you investigating that?
For a brief
look at all the abuse in Iraq. You are warning about that.
And despite these calls and other calls, President Bush is standing by Rumsfeld, saying he won't go. This morning there was a New York Times editorial saying Rumsfeld should go. What is the opinion there on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, Madeline, earlier this week, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it was like everyone was holding their breath about this, sort of watching to see what would happen. And then over the last few days of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, now today, I have Democratic staffers walking past my office handing out articles of impeachment they'd drawn up for Donald Rumsfeld. There's real anger about this. And some of it is political show, but there's also, like I said, real anger that this one act so deeply damages the real war effort here in Iraq and even Afghanistan that it totally undercuts this idea that the fight is for the hearts and minds of Arab peoples. And so the mood up here is just getting sort of stronger and stronger. I don't know quite yet how his apology this morning, Rumsfeld's direct and apology for this, affects and plays into that anger.
Well, that's certainly what everyone wanted to hear from him. What else is he expected to say?
He's expected to say, and I believe he is saying right now, that that he will form a commission of people who are outside of the Pentagon, former employees of the Pentagon, to take a look at all of the investigations. There are several investigations going on into this, and to report back to Rumsfeld on the how they're going, their swiftness, their scope, whether or not it's being handled correctly. Now, yesterday, a Republican Senate aide reacted to the news that he would be saying this as saying it was crisis management and PR 101, and that it doesn't really address the underlying problem here. The congressmen are looking for a way to communicate to the rest of the world through action, not just words, that this is not the kind of thing the United States will tolerate.
And he's not the only one who's testifying today. Who else is testifying, and what are they expected to say?
Well, right now we're listening to listening to Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers. Next, we'll have Acting Secretary of the Army, Les Brownlee, and the Army Chief of Staff, General Peter Shoemaker. Also, the Deputy Commander of Military Central Command, or CENTCOM, Lieutenant General Lance Smith. And as far as what lawmakers hope to get out of it and, you know, what they're expected to say, as I said, they want to know why they were the last to know, why they heard about this through the media rather than from the Pentagon, as well as what's going to be done to mitigate this.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Mm-hmm.